Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. And we're celebrating Thanksgiving the old-fashioned way today, down home on the farm.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Geez, look at all of this.
Nice to see you. Hey, man.
Hey, what are you thinking?
I've come a long way for all this holiday hugging and kissing from L.A. to rural Vermont and the Kimball family farm. Chris Kimball hosts the public television show America's Test Kitchen, and he founded Cook's Illustrated magazine. Spending Thanksgiving with him has become a tradition for all of us here at Morning Edition, but being with his family is a first.
Hi, I'm Adrian.
You're Adrian.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you finally.
Chris, his wife Adrian, their three daughters and son live in Boston, but they drive out to their Vermont farmhouse as much as they can. At the moment, Chris is leading us by the thump, thump, thump of his riding boots to where the holiday begins.
This is the farmhouse kitchen.
Yeah, this is the wood stove farmhouse kitchen.
Wow. Olds and Whipples.
Yeah, we bought it from a guy in Massachusetts who reconditions old stoves. And it, you know, it's wood stove. And I'll put the turkey in there in a couple hours. So it's good for nice, you know, consistent heat. Huh. And you have a lot of ways of controlling it. You can have two dampers here.
Which puts oxygen in.
And then it has a nice foot thing for the oven, which is open.
So you can pretty much just kick it.
Yeah, you just kick it.
Could I kick the door closed?
Yeah. Nicely done.
Well, what do you need to do at this point? We're sort of midday. You're not putting in the turkey for just a little bit. Shall we move on to ice cream?
This is the kind of Thanksgiving we're having at the Kimball farm. Even the vanilla ice cream to accompany our homemade apple pie is made the old-fashioned way. Chris pours rock salt around a mixer inside a big cedar bucket set down on the porch.
And it makes an ungodly noise. And it takes about 25 minutes or half an hour. And you know it's done because the motor starts to walk and make horrible noises and smoke. Okay.
Well, that's wonderful. Whoa. That's it. That's a success. Our first success of the day.
Yeah. We can forget the turkey. Here, you hold it.
Oh, here. Don't lose it. Okay.
Do you need to baste this turkey before we go?
No, I don't do anything. So we can go.
Go while the turkey cooks in that wood stove down the hill to the Kimball barn. Crisp white wood siding below a black roof right out of Norman Rockwell. Here on the farm, our host has swapped his signature bow tie, that's city stuff, for red suspenders and a flannel shirt. This is the Chris Kimball who grew up nearby working on a farm. That's where he learned to cook and to do just about everything else we're doing for our Thanksgiving in the country. This two-horse team might have been clearing a field. Instead, these big horses are pulling us in a metal buggy. Rhoda Wells takes care of the horses on the farm, and she gave me a lesson on how to drive the team.
But you need to take a deep breath and let it out. Now really relax.
Okay.
Let it out. Now get your hands even.
Okay. Ho. Ho.
And then this leg. Here you go. Say, step up.
Step up.
Mercifully, the horses know their way back to the barn. There, Chris's youngest, Emily, meets us with a newly laid egg.
It's hot almost.
Yeah, they just got off it.
Which brings us back to the topic of cooking.
Are people afraid to invite you over to dinner?
Oh, yeah. Because they try to impress you, and so they end up cooking 15 things, and they take a day and a half, and there's this huge smorgasbord of things, and, you know, all you really wanted was a bowl of soup. But, you know, people around here are just as happy to do crock pot spaghetti sauce, and it's delicious. Even the time that it was made with red squirrel.
Was that a surprise?
We did have a neighbor, Tom and Nancy, used to live down the road. They skinned them, and it was actually good. We've had woodchuck stew. We've had lots of things. Bear meat. Actually, of all the meals we've had, I would enjoy those the most. People just invite you over, and they're cooking something that they shot or raised. You know, it's not an adventure, and it's not gourmet, and it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just dinner, which I think is the point.
No squirrel for us in this Thanksgiving feast. Chris Kimball has dreamed up a simple country menu. The turkey, raised nearby, of course. Potatoes grown on the farm, kept in the cellar. They'll be mashed and topped with onions, butter, and a secret ingredient.
A few anchovy fillets.
Kids think yuck.
Kids think yuck. See, they're already starting to fall apart.
That smell from the splattering skillet quickly takes over the kitchen as Chris tries to put homegrown turnips through a ricer, another ingredient for the mashed potatoes.
You're squirting it all over yourself.
That's a lot of work. Whose stupid idea for recipe was this?
There's also pan-baked soda bread, which behaves, stuffing with sausage, apples, and toasted pecans, cooked in an antique wooden stove, but timed with the latest in digital equipment.
Not mine. You make a great emergency room doctor. Not mine.
The Kimballs, even down home on the farm, can sound like the rest of us, doing their best to wrangle a Thanksgiving meal. There's one final ingredient needed for our dinner.
I'm crouched over a pail full of icy, icy water and four kinds of apples, scrubbing them. You clean them up, even though they don't need too much scrubbing because there are no pesticides, these are organic, to put them into the apple cider maker. The press.
The whole family's bundled up in the Kimball's gravel driveway, pressing cider for Chris's cider gravy.
Well, I need at least a cup.
And it's not as easy as you might think.
It's like now you pick your 7 seconds. You know, like your muscle rest.
It's like cappuccino. The last batch.
Half a bucket full.
Okay, if I take a nap.
I like to see that.
We work for 20 minutes.
This is to fresh cider and Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Here.
Here's yours, right.
It must be said that Chris and his family thought that cider was a little too sweet. I thought it was divine. Chris Kimball's delightful menu is at npr.org.
For someone who lives in an apartment in Atlanta, Chicago, you can't have this kind of a traditional fantasy, really, for a lot of people. What would be the next best thing?
It doesn't have to be these recipes. You can skip the team of horses and the cider pressing if you want. It's just doing the same thing. It's the one day in the entire year when families do the same thing every year. That's it. That's Thanksgiving. Doesn't matter what it is, just the same thing.
I'm Renee Montaigne. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you from all of us here at Morning Edition from NPR News.